Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of Nancy and I, we want to say thank you so much for your love and your prayers and your support. We really are having the time of our lives working and ministering with you.
我代表 Nancy 和我自己呢，非常感谢大家对您的爱、祷告和支持。我们超开心的在这里跟大家一起合作。
So much so that when we get home every day, matter of fact, every single day, we talk about the things that we are learning and the fun things that we are seeing in your children. They are very fun.
我们呢觉得在这里呢非常开心，所以呢每次回家的时候，我都会跟他们讲，在这里一些有趣的事情，还有你们孩子他们是多么可爱。
At the same time, we're seeing that they are prepared to walk with Jesus. They're growing in the Lord, and that's because of your hard work and your persistence and your faithfulness.
通过我们也看到，因为你们的努力，你们的坚持，你们孩子呢在神的话中成长，并且呢，我们也看到你们在责备他们。
As we begin, I'm going to put a quote up in just a moment that you have not seen yet. I apologize, but because I got a phone call yesterday, and so I'll explain it in just a moment.
那么开始的时候呢，我想跟大家一些原因一句话。那我昨天呢收到一个电话。
And the thing that I'm going to share is about evangelism. That's sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with other people.
那我想跟大家分享的呢，就是传福音，也就是把这个好消息呢跟别人分享。
As you can imagine, pretty much every sermon you ever hear me share is about evangelism in one way or another.
所以可以想象啊，我的这个传道的主题呢，讲的主题总是呢围绕着这个传福音这个话题的。
If you haven't noticed that, you will get to realize that after a while.
如果您过去没有注意到这点的话，那么不久您会注意到。
The quote is this, and I have it up on the PowerPoint. The whole point of evangelism is to prepare people for the day they must give an account of themselves to their judge.
这段这个引用的话呢是这么说的，就是说呢，整个传福音的这个中心点，这个主题就是说呢，来准备人们将来他向他们的法官交账的时候，可以呢，就是说是有所准备。
One of my goals is to take the pressure off of us as followers of Christ so we don't feel like there's pressure in sharing our faith.
我在这里所做的有一点就是说在我们传福音的时候呢可以帮助大家如何把我们身上的压力呢挪走。
So in this illustration here, the question at the top is, where would you place yourself in this illustration?
在这个图示当中，中心的问题呢，就是说，你把你自己呢，放在哪个位置？
The day before I became a Christian, when I was 20 years old, I was over here.
那么我二十岁的时候，在我信主之前，我是在这儿。
My life was a self-directed life. I was guilty of sin.And my destiny was separated from, forever separated from God in hell.
那当时在我被信主之前呢，我自己知道我的生活。那么我呢是有罪的，并且呢我也但是我的这个注定，将来我会在这个地狱当中度过永生。
And had you asked me, that's exactly what I would have told you. And if you knew me, you would know that that is what my life represented.
如果那个时候你问我的话，就是这么一种情况。那么如果当时你认识我的话呢，我当时就处于这么一个光景当中。
I didn't think God could forgive me. I didn't even think God wanted to forgive me.
当时呢，我并不认为上帝可以原谅我，我也不认为上帝愿意原谅我。
Because a person that loves the Lord, their life is directed by God. They are forgiven, and they know their destiny is heaven someday.
因为一个信心的人，他们的生活是完全不一样的。他们的生活呢，有神来引导，他们也知道呢，他们罪被饶恕了，并且将来他们也会在天堂呢度过永生。
My greatest problem was that I knew I was a sinner, and if there was a God, I wasn't going to make it.
我的问题是，我知道我这个有罪的人，就是假如神真的存在的话，那么我肯定没办法到他那儿去。
I truly was a self-directed person and didn't realize how much God loved me.
我确实呢，当时是一个自己规划自己未来的人，完全呢按照自己的意愿行事，并且呢我也不知道神爱我。
This illustration is called the bridge illustration.
那么这个同时呢，就是一个这个桥梁这个展示一个桥梁的这个作用。
And you can see that Jesus is the one who bridges the gap between the sinner and being walking with God.
那么你可以看到，那么在这个图示中，耶稣就是像一座桥梁一样，把一个罪人跟神之间的这个距离，把它呢，拉近了。
The very day I was told that Jesus loved me and made a way for me to be right with God, I couldn't believe it.
当时有人告诉我神爱我，并且呢，可以上帝可以提供一个办法让我走进他的时候，我简直无法相信。
It was the next day that I asked Jesus to come into my life.
那第二天呢，我就让耶稣进到我的生命当中。
And since then, pretty much every chance I have had, I've told people about Jesus.
自那以后呢，但凡有机会，我就跟人传福音。
So, each of us can answer the questions on the left-hand side there. Either you don't have a personal relationship with God.
那我们就让人呢都可以回答一下左边的这个问题，或者呢你跟神有一个个人的关系。
Or you would like a personal relationship with God.
或者你愿意跟神建立一个个人的关系。
Or you may have a Christian relationship with God.
或者你已经跟神有了一个个人的关系。
Today's sermon is about walking in His will in two specific ways.
那今天的这个讲道呢，主题是按照他的旨意行，有主要两个方面。
And the first point is, are we willing to suffer rather than sin? And the second is, are we willing to suffer?The abuse of unbelievers.
第二一点呢，就是说，我们宁愿这个我们宁可受苦而不愿意犯罪吗？第二个问题就是说，我们宁可呢遭受这个不信的人的虐待而受苦。
And in no way is this suffering for us paying for our sins. Not suffering that we're paying for our sins. Jesus paid for our sins.
当然，这里说的受苦，并不是说我们因为罪受苦。那么，我们的罪已经有一个基督带过了。
I'd like to read our scripture again, so that we can understand what the Lord is speaking to us today.
我呢，希望再读一下经文，这样我们就理解主在这里要跟我们说什么。
The Apostle Peter says, "Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh."Arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
So as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God.
你们从这样心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲。就从神的旨意，但是过了余下的光阴。
For the time already past is sufficient for you to have carried out the desire of the Gentiles, having pursued a course of sensuality.
因为往日随从外邦人的心意行邪淫恶欲，醉酒荒宴，群饮饮可恶拜偶像的事，时候已经够了。
Lusts, drunkenness.Carousals, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. And in all this, they are surprised that you do not run as well.
他们在这些事上就你们不与他们同分，那放荡无度的路就以为怪毁谤你们。
That you don't run with them into the same excess of dissipation, and they malign you, but they shall give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead.
他们必在那将要审判活人死人的主面前交账。
So, the first part is willing to suffer rather than to sin.
所以第一个点，第一点呢，就是说宁可受苦也不犯罪。
Yesterday I got a phone call in the afternoon after someone contacted me on Facebook and they said, are you the Scott Manley from Vancouver, Washington?
那今天下午呢，我收到一个电话，就是说呢，有人从那个 Facebook 上面呢找到我，跟我说你是不是这个华盛顿的Scott Manley?
And he said, this is Troy, do you remember me?
我说 Troy, 你还记得吗？记得我吗？
I said, of course I do, and I named his family members and his brother, and it was a really neat, getting together.
我说当然呢，然后我就把他们家的名字一一说出来，所以当时呢，我们这个就聚在一起呢，就是很高兴。
The strange thing is, he was only 11 or 12 when I first met him.
但有意思的是呢，当时我听说见到他的时候，他不过十一二岁。
His family had lots of problems, but they came to our church because of our youth group.
他的家庭呢有很多问题，但是呢，他到我们的青少年组，他到了我们的青少年组。
He and his older brother were pretty wild, but his parents were even wilder.
他和他的哥哥有些这个放荡不羁，那么他的父母呢更过分。
But we loved them and we cared for them as best we could, and they followed us from one church to another church.
但是呢，我们仍旧爱他，关心他们，所以他们也就跟着我们从一个教会到另外一个教会。
It said that Troy said that I said something that impacted him for the rest of his life.
出来后来告诉我呢，我当时说了一句话，以及影响到了他的余生。
You see, he's 44 years old now, and a senior pastor at a church in Mount Vernon.
那么他现在呢已经44岁了，在 Mount Vernon 的一个教会做牧师。
He said, Pastor Scott, you were always so serious about this one question.
他说呢，斯旺说，你在有一个问题上总是特别严肃。
And it was simply, what is your life going to count for?
就是说呢，将来你会怎么样啊，解释你的这个生命。
He said that impacted him when he was 12, and it still impacts him every day today.
他说呢，在12岁的时候，这个问题就很触动他，一直到今天，这个问题呢，都会让他常常想起。
And he and his wife and kids are involved in ministry full time, and they're loving people. He's doing a wonderful job in his church. Because it's focused on the Word of God and prayer and fellowship and evangelism.
那么他和他太太呢，一直全职侍奉。那么他们的这个侍奉呢，也很有成果，因为他们完全相信神的话，并且呢，经常祷告，并且积极的传福音，并且认真的呢遵从神的话。
And as difficult as things were for his family back in 1986-87, things in our world have become much, much more difficult, he says.
尽管呢，在1986年、87年间呢，这个他们家庭当时的困难重重，但是今天的世界呢，好像更难，更有挑战。
Trying to help people follow Christ, trying to disciple people who have so many burdens and so many difficulties in their lives is very difficult.
那么试图呢劝人信耶稣，并且呢培养他们在灵性上成长，这些人呢常常是问题重重，这点呢非常难。
We spent the better part of an hour together, and then we closed in prayer, and I invited them to come paddleboarding.
你
们还
不知道？
Paddleboarding. That's stand up paddleboarding. I've got a whole bunch of them. I take the youth out.
那我们呢花了大半个小时聚在一起，然后呢我们最后呢祷告，然后呢我带他呢我们一起去 Paddleboarding
is standing, it's a 12 foot surfboard that you stand up and paddle.
I see.
I'll have to take you guys out.
就是 Paddleboarding 选的是好像是冲浪滑水是不是滑雪板。
Sorry,
I acknowledge.
SoIn this conversation, I realized I was just doing what I always do, which is try to preach the gospel and call people to follow in the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength.
就是说呢，在我们谈话当中呢，我不过是跟以前一样，也是呢，劝人呢信主，来跟从主。
And it was neat to hear Troy and his family are following the Lord, even though it's difficult.
所以呢，很高兴看到父亲和他的家人呢决定信主，尽管呢当时他们遇到很多的挑战。
Our youth group, we have discussed this in our youth group and how difficult it can be to be a Christian in the public schools.
所以我们的青少年组呢，我们也会谈这么一个问题，就是说呢，在公共学校读书，那么坚持做基督徒呢有多难
？It's really like a war.
就像一样。
The scripture says, therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. So the key is, arm yourself. A little bit earlier in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, Peter says, Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul.
那么早先在这个彼得前书二章第一节的时候呢，彼得劝勉说，所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一些毁谤的话。
The term arm yourself is not a normal term.
那么武装自己呢，并不是一个一般的话语。
It's a military term that the Apostle Peter was well acquainted with.
那么这个军事上使用的这个词汇。
You see, Peter spent some time with the Roman guards and was constantly around their equipment.
那么这个军事指挥呢，彼得呢在这点比较熟悉，因为他经常呢跟这个罗马士兵打交道。那么罗马士兵呢，他们常常是全副武装的。
The term arm yourselves is a military term for a heavy armored foot soldier, the heaviest type of armor with a big long pike and a large shield. To withstand the attacks of the enemy.
那么这个武装自己，这个武装呢，指的是一般就是说这个步兵携带的全副武装，一般呢是有一个长矛，还有一个很大的盾。
You can see in this picture here, they have the large shields up front, and they are holding their javelins, their spears in their hand, ready for battle.
那么在这里呢，你可以看到这里有一个很大的盾牌，还有他们手中拿的这种戟。
But even then.Part of them is exposed to the arrows and javelins of the enemy.
那么即使有这样的武装，他们还会置身于敌人的这个箭牌之下。
And once the Roman armies were experienced in battle, they realized they could do more with the equipment they had.
那么罗马士兵意识到呢，带着这样的武装，他们可以呢，出奇制胜。
So when they stretched out their battle lines, the first would have the heavy shields and their spears.
所以在他们扩展他们的那个战线的时候呢，你会看到他们拿着的最管用的就是这种枪和矛，还有盾牌。
And their fellow soldiers would come up from behind with their shields and begin to create a roof over them.
那么他们跟一起打仗的士兵呢，也从后边来，也是拿着这些矛啊，还有盾啊，然后呢，
So the arrows and spears, there was a defense against the arrows and spears at that point. There was great premeditation. They thought about this ahead of time, and so they were prepared for the war they were within. Peter says that the lusts of the world we live in are waging war against our soul. So since we're at war, we need to be as best prepared as we can be. The world is not throwing spears at us and shooting arrows at us necessarily. It's usually negative comments, mocking us, treating us dishonestly. So the world then is directing its persecution against those who are living lives of obedience to God. The scriptures say those who have yielded to Christ have ceased from sin.
那么经文这里说呢，这些顺服神的人已经与罪断绝了。And
when we say cease from sin, it means that we're not continually practicing sin.
这里说与罪断绝的意思呢，就是说我们不会继续犯罪。The
idea is that we would choose the power of the resurrection over our own desires and pleasures.
也就是说呢，我们会顺服这个耶稣复活的大能，而不是我们自己的私欲。
So in discipleship, I want to encourage you. The scriptures that encourage and bless you and encourage you, go to God and say, "I need your power, Lord. I need the power of the resurrection to help me."
所以说我们在训练门徒的时候，我们需要呢读到圣经。
When people see desires and pleasures and lust, they think of sex usually. But actually, it's more than that. It's anything that draws us away from God and has us focus on our own status, our own security, our own significance too.
其实呢，它的含义远不止此，其实任何让我们跟神分离的东西，比如说我们自己的地位啊，我们自己的安全啊，还有我们自己生存的意义，这些呢，都可能让我们跟神离开。The
Apostle Paul in Romans 12 says the world is trying to press us into its mold.
那么保罗在罗马书12章说呢，世界呢。
And we must curb our appetite for satisfaction of the flesh every day. And how do we do that? We seek His will and we ask for His provision. I know that's so easy to say, oh, just seek God's will and rely on Him to provide, but there's more to it than that. In relation to seek His will, we have to know what His will is for us each day. That's why reading the Bible every day helps us to cleanse our mind, but also focuses us on Jesus Christ. And what we have to, in order to ask for His provision, we we need to recognize that in the battle, that if we focus on Jesus and His will, and then say, Lord, I need You to provide instead of me providing for myself, that's where we see the victory.
所以呢，我们在寻求神给我们提供我们所需要的时候呢，我们需要意识到，在这个征战当中，如果我们听从耶稣，顺服他的旨意，相信他来提供给我们我们所需的，而不是靠自己，这样我们就可以得胜了。
As I was talking with Nancy this morning, all of a sudden I came up with this out of my notes, and so I added it to our PowerPoint.
那今天晚上我跟大家讲话的时候呢，我突然想到这一点，所以呢，我就加到PowerPoint 上面来了。
It makes more sense probably in English, unless you can make this rhyme. But it's we change our direction with an abrupt disconnection.
这个呢有点押韵，但是呢说成中文可能就未必能够押韵了。就是说呢，如果我们分开的时候，那么我们可能这个方向就会有改变。
So we're going this way, and we realize we're not doing God's will. We're doing our own will. But to just go, I won't do as much, or I won't do it that same way.There has to be an abrupt disconnection.
就是我们往这边走的时候呢，我们发现这不是神的意思，所以除非我们呢跟这个我们行的这个路有一个完全的分割，那么我们就没有办法呢顺服神走神的路。
When we make that abrupt disconnection, you will experience loss.
当我们突然与我们在行的这个路分割的时候呢，可能你会经历到一种就是迷失。
You'll experience loss at first, but then as you pursue God, He'll fill in the gap.
可能最初的时候呢，你会感觉到这种失落，但是如果你继续追求神的时候呢，那么神就会呢，会帮助你填满这种失落。
So the first part is an abrupt disconnection. The second part is seeking and following Jesus only.
那么第一部分呢，就是说，这个完全的隔离；第二部分呢，是单单追求耶稣。
So in relation to that, in following Jesus, unfortunately, you're going to be abused by the culture.
关于这一点，追求耶稣的话呢，很遗憾，你会受到文化的这个冲击。
For instance.You can say you believe in God or something like that to anyone in our culture, and they might make fun of you, but it's kind of okay too.
举个例子来说，比如说一个人说我信上帝或者类似之类的事情，别人呢可能会取笑你，稍微取笑你，开玩笑什么的，但是呢问题不大。
But as soon as you say that Jesus is God and He's the only way to heaven, now you have a fight.
但是呢，一旦你提到耶稣是上帝，他是能够去天堂的唯一道路的时候，这个时候呢，肯定就会开始有唇枪舌剑了。
I've had many people say, "Oh, Jesus, he's a great teacher, a great moral leader, a good rabbi."
我听到很多人说呀，这个耶稣啊，我知道耶稣他是一个很好的拉比，很好的老师，很好的这个道德领袖。
But as soon as you say that He is God and He paid for our sins and you must trust Him for salvation, that creates a problem.
但是一旦我们提到耶稣就是神，那么他呢，对我们的救赎提供了唯一的道路，那么这个时候呢，就出现问题了。
Peter shares in later in verse 4, For the time already past is sufficient for you to have carried out the desire of the Gentiles.Having pursued a course of sensuality.
那彼得呢，在后边这么说：因往日随从外邦人的心意，行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒方面娶你，并可恶拜偶像的事，时候已经到了。
Then there's a long list of things that they were partying, and it says, then they are surprised that you do not run with them in the same excess of dissipation, and they malign you.
那么这里呢，列举了一系列，你们就是你要离开的一些事情， 然后呢他们在这些事上现在你们与不与他们同奔的放荡无路的路就以为怪诽谤你们。
They malign you means they slander or defame you, they belittle you, or they speak evil against you.
他们诽谤你指的是呢贬低你，然后呢讲你的坏话，讥笑你。
But God the Holy Spirit says through Peter, don't let that bother you.
那么主的圣灵借着彼得在这里告诉我们说，不要让这点呢来让我们心烦。
He doesn't say this arrogantly, he simply states the fact that the Lord had told him, they shall give an account.
他这里呢并没有骄傲地告诉我们应该怎么做，他只是呢把主告诉他的传给了我们。
Think about that for just a moment today.
今天呢好好想想看。
They shall give an account.
到时候他们是要交账的。
The day I became a follower of Christ, I thought about this thought.
当我最开始决定信主耶稣追随他的时候呢，我想到这一点。
Up to the day before, I just thought I was lost, and I was just lost.
在这之前呢，在我没信主的时候，我就觉得我迷失了，不过迷失了而已。
Had you asked me if I was going to give an account for my behavior, I would have said yes.
如果你问我，你会不会为我的这个行为交账，我可能会说对。
But I thought Holy God only loved good people.
但是当时我也想呢，就是这个圣洁的神只喜爱好人。
As soon as I was told there's none righteous, not even one, only Jesus, I realized there was room for me.
但是当我听说世上没有一个义人，没有一个好人，除了耶稣之外，我意识到，那么神呢，其实也给我提供了救赎。
So, as we end the sermon, think of this, that Christ suffered in the flesh, and we're supposed to arm ourselves.
所以在我们这边到快要结束的时候呢，大家好好思考一下，就是耶稣呢在肉体中受罪，那么我们呢也要用同样的心智武装自己。
That arming comes from us thinking about it ahead of time and then making plans and acting out those plans.
那么武装自己指的是呢，提前呢要准备好自己，然后呢做一个计划。
So I ask the question again.Are we willing to suffer rather than sin?
那么现在我再重复一下刚才的问题，我们宁可就是受苦而不愿意犯罪吗？
And are we willing to suffer the abuse of those who will abuse us?
我们宁可承受那些追伤我们人的诽谤吗？
I would want to say this though, a warning of.Saying you're going to get yours is not the right thing to do.
我想给大家一个警告，就是只是说呢，恶有恶报，你所做的会有这个报应的，这个呢还不足够。
I think expressing humility and saying I didn't deserve it either, but God loves me, and I just want to invite you to experience God's love.
相反，这么说可能。会更有效。我们可以谦卑地说，其实呢，我也不配得神的爱，但是呢，神却爱我，我愿意邀请你跟我一起呢，来追从耶稣。
I don't want to be mistaken today. I'm not talking about us being sinless. I'm talking about us sinning less.
那么我不想让大家误解，不是说呢我们就没有罪了，而是说呢我们更小的犯罪。
So let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, you paid for our sins on the cross.
亲爱的耶稣，你为我们的罪死在十字架上，为我们付出了赎价。
You rose from the dead on the third day to defeat the power of sin and death.
第三天，你从死里复活，那么击败了死亡和罪。
In the resurrection, you forever broke the power of sin over us.
通过你的复活，你打败了辖制我们的罪的权势。
May we have the same resolve as you have to be to work hard to follow you.
让我们有像你同样的心智，努力工作。
But Lord, help us to not do that in our own strength and power, but rely completely upon you.
仅仅归根随你，但是主也请你帮助我们，不要靠着自己的力量，而是靠着你。
Please renew our minds in your word.
那么通过你的话更新我们的心意。
Help us to fellowship with one another and be encouraged day by day.
那么让我们彼此同工，彼此鼓励。
As parents, help us to teach our children how to guard themselves.
那么作为父母帮助我们，给我们智慧，如何教导我们的孩子能够保护自己。
And help us to share the love of Jesus with those around us and let people know that God loves them personally.
并且呢，帮助我们跟周围的人分享耶稣的福音，告诉他们神爱他们。
We love you, Lord, and thank you for our time together.
谢谢主耶稣，我们爱你，谢谢你给我们在一起的时间。
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
谢谢主耶稣，阿门。